Good morning and welcome to the Bulldog Sports Update. I'm Rob Bentley. This morning's update is presented by Meyer and Gatorade, the official nutrition and hydration partners of the Bulldogs. The Ferris State University men's and women's tennis teams completed a sweep of the GLIAC's regular season and tournament championships this year as both teams captured the postseason tournament titles over the weekend in Midland. The Bulldog men's team won the league tournament for the fourth time in the last five tries, beating Purdue Northwest in the semifinals on Saturday and then topping Grand Valley State 4-2 in Sunday's championship match to remain unbeaten on the year. The Bulldog women, meanwhile, claimed their first tournament title since 2002, topping Saginaw Valley State in the quarterfinals and Northwood in the semifinals before rallying to beat Grand Valley State 4-3 in Sunday's championship match for their 16th consecutive win of the year. This year marks the first time since 1999 in which both the Bulldog men and women have both combined to sweep the league's regular season and tournament championships in the same year. Head coach Mark Doran was tabbed as both the GLIAC's men's and women's coach of the year as they now await the NCAA selection show on May 4th. The Ferris State women's soccer squad has officially claimed the program's first GLIAC regular season championship and will be the number one seed for the league tournament this coming week. The Bulldogs, who compiled a 7-0-1 overall record in regular season action, will host 8th-seeded Saginaw Valley State on Tuesday at the Bulldog Soccer Field in a quarterfinal round matchup set to begin at 4 p.m. With a win on Tuesday, the Bulldogs would also then play host to the league semifinals and finals this coming weekend. The tournament semifinals are on Friday with the championship game on Sunday. The Ferris State men's and women's outdoor track and field squads had another big weekend of action in two different competitions. The Bulldogs sent a selected number of student athletes to the 54th annual Hillsdale Gina Relays that ran Thursday through Sunday, with the bulk of the squad taking part in the Davenport Invitational in Caledonia. Overall, the Bulldogs had 6 first place finishes with an NCAA Division II national provisional qualifying mark, a school record, several all-time top 5 bests in Bulldog history, and some personal bests over the course of the weekend. In all, Ferris State combined for a total of 55 top 10 event performances in men's and women action at the two meets. For the 17th time in the last 18 tries, the Ferris State men's golf team has received an official NCAA tournament bid and will take part in the 2021 Midwest Central Super Regional, which will take place May 6th through the 8th at the Shoal Creek Golf Club in Kansas City. The announcement of 64 teams and 24 individual student athletes for regional competition was announced on Friday by the NCAA Division II Men's Golf Selection Committee. And finally, the Ferris State softball team suffered a pair of close setbacks on Sunday in University Center, falling 4-0 in the opener to the Cardinals and 7-4 in the nightcap against Saginaw Valley State. FSU hosts Davenport in a twin bill on Tuesday starting at 2:30 p.m. For complete results, along with ticket scores, merchandise, video, and more, visit FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Thanks again to Meyer and Gatorade, the official nutrition and hydration partners of the Bulldogs. Reporting for the Bulldog Sports Network and the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny, 97.3 FM, I'm Rob Bentley.